41 WSGW. Your morning team show. Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you. Through 100.5 through 790, through Alexa and Siri, through WSGW.com. That listening, thanks to Midland Furniture Garage, sponsoring of the online stream at MidlandFurnitureGarage.com. Money indeed. Although with the money stories that we have here, we need a lot more coins than the sound effects had there with Pink Floyd in the classic song. By the way, you're with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you. Art Lewis in your home studio. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Everyone's enjoying the Pink Floyd money, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's one of their, I'd say one of their more rocking tunes. Because Pink Floyd, they were always a bit more subdued.
Yeah.
Jazzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bluesy.
Right.
Trippy.
We won't play you the first full 6 minute versions of the song here, but
that part when David Gilmour rocks the guitar is pretty good.
It is good.
It's good. Yeah.
It's good.
Especially when you watch it with Wizard of Oz and Munchkins.
Oh gosh.
The Munchkins are dancing to the music. It's pretty cool. Do you know about that, Art?
Yes.
I'm afraid I've missed that. Oh, what a sheltered life.
Yes, there's a conspiracy theory. And Pink Floyd, I'll tell you what, Roger Waters and David Gilmour, they've never really, they kind of always played along with it. There's a theory that says that you start the Dark Side of the Moon album. Charlie, is it the third lion roar of the MGM lion?
I'm trying to remember.
It was like the second or third.
Yeah, I can't remember
and you
when
play
it was.
And it's almost like a soundtrack. You watch it and you turn down the Wizard of Oz and then you just let the Dark Side of the Moon album play over it. And it is eerie on how some things do line up perfectly with the music that's happening on the film.
that's
seriously, it is amazing.
There's
somebody woke up in the morning and said, I got to figure this out.
Right? Yes, it's true.
There's your Saturday night plans.
That's right. Heather and I, we did it one time years and years ago, and we're like, okay, it's obvious that they didn't. But still, it is funny how certain things, like, for instance, the song, I forget the name of the song at the top of my head, but he says, the lunatic is in the grass. And that's when she runs over and sees the scarecrow and starts, you know, helping him up. It's happening right at that moment. I mean, it is amazing. Yeah.
Well, one of those fun things. I can't remember all the details, but I remember hearing about it. I'm like, I've never done it. I need to. But
yeah,
I've never done it.
It's like playing records backwards.
Yeah. Almost, yeah.
You're hearing the Forbes list has come out.
Yes.
Of the 400 richest Americans. You're hearing about some of the people on it. You know, the big names that are there, some of the names that are dropped off. You're like President Trump dropping off, Oprah dropping off. I thought we would look at the five Michigan residents.
Oh, okay.
Who are on Forbes list.
Them, eh?
Yep. Dan Gilbert.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yeah, right.
Number 23.
Yeah.
Of course, the Quicken Loans founder.
Yeah.
His net worth, $30.9 billion.
Billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. Hank and Doug Meyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Meyer, yeah.
$16.9 billion, number 42 on the list, by the way.
Hmm.
Paltry sum.
Matt Ishbia, the president and CEO of United Wholesale Mortgage. He is in Bloomfield Hills. He's number 102. $8.3 billion.
He's in Bloomfield Hills?
He's in Bloomfield Hills.
Shocking.
Yeah, I can't imagine why he would live there.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
Rhonda Stryker, who's the director of Stryker Corporation, the medical equipment company that was founded by her grandfather, Homer Stryker.
Oh.
She has a net worth of $7.5 billion.
Okay.
And number five on the list, although his worth is not publicly known, Art Lewis.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations,
no, I don't think
Art.
So.
Wow.
I don't think so.
Radio host.
Not likely.
That's why I'm going to stay friends with Art, just in case maybe he puts a little something in the will for me.
I will. I'll put my bills in there for you.
Nice.
It's actually, there's a number five.
Oh, there is.
Marion Illich.
Oh, yes. All right.
Oh, wow, yeah.
She's at 253. She's worth $4.4 billion.
Nobody, I thought they would have been a little higher on the list.
Nobody from Amway or anything.
No, that's not on there.
Okay.
However, at some point in the future, if he invests properly, perhaps, University of Michigan President Mark Schlissel could be there.
Yeah, oh, really? He's got his retirement package coming up.
Quite a golden parachute, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So in the Detroit Free Press, what's going to happen is, after he leaves his post, you know, he's announced he's going to retire, not until
23,
July 1st, 2023. He will then become president emeritus, and he will spend 1 year as a special advisor to the university. In that role, he will continue to draw his presidential salary, which is, by the way, $927,000.
Oh, that's not bad.
And he'll also, when he is special advisor, get a $5,000 a month housing allowance.
Oh, an allowance to go on top of it.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know,
Ann Arbor. Does he have housing on the university or campus or something that maybe now, since he won't be able to live
maybe
there?
Maybe that could be it. You know, Ann Arbor prices are $5,000. Yeah, that would help a little bit.
Get you about 500 square feet in Ann Arbor?
Yeah. Something like that.
Oh, by the way, and there's more.
More?
There is more. He will be able to return to the University of Michigan after he takes 1 year of administration leave to return as a tenured professor at a salary that will be no less than 50% of his current presidential pay. So half of $927,000.
Wow.
How will he ever afford? I do not know.
I thought you were going to tell me, does he still get his own suite at the University of Michigan games?
No, but they might as well, because they're also going to give him an office on Central Campus. And parking, and $36,000 a year for expenses.
Oh, wow. On top of that. Wow. Wow. Okay.
Then, yeah, but he isn't making anything compared to Harbaugh.
There's a lot of truth to that.
There is some truth to that. Yes,
as unpopular as Harbaugh is, he still isn't as popular as Jim Harbaugh, probably.
Yeah, no.
So it's good to be the president.
It is.
Not of the United States, but of a university near you.
Yes, I know. I know.
He's not the only one that's ever received these kinds of things. In fact, is it here? There's a quote in here of somebody who monitors these things, and he was talking about how it is a little over. Oh, James Finkelstein, a professor emeritus at George Mason University and the nation's leading expert on presidential contracts, says one of the things we've begun to notice is the increasing number of these types of agreements where the president renegotiates terms under which they depart. Some of these have been very expensive, but this one is over the top. He says, in fact, it exceeds the value of an Auburn exit agreement, which at the time was the most expensive agreement to date. Huh. So University of Michigan is number one in presidential retirement packages.
Oh, well, okay.
No wonder he's going to retire.
Yeah, I know. Why
work?
Why work if that's going to happen?
So, University of Michigan alums, when the Maize and Blue come looking for you, asking for that donation, make sure that endowment fund is up there and making sure that all is well on the campus. How much of that is going to the outgoing president?
And prospective students, if you're wondering why tuition costs might be going up a little bit, just remember this story.
Well, on the other hand, there was an Oakland University educator that just recently gave $1 million toward student scholarships. So maybe he'll learn something from that and
that would help.
Share some of that.
Paltry.
Money with
nice. Paltry. The school I went to, Washington University in St. Louis, their endowment is up to $15 billion. Why do they keep asking for money? I don't understand it.
Well, once they hear that you're on the Forbes list, Art.
No.
850 on WSGW. Let's see how far we can advance that rumor.